You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We are going to begin today with a simple statement of economic fact. Spending by or on behalf of consumers drives 70% or more of this entire economy. And I offer that both as a setup for and a mea culpa for what I'm about to say, because I know we've been concentrating a lot on consumers of late. We got retail sales for April this morning, up 0.4% from March, which is good. And yet, the bump wasn't as much as people were guessing it would be. People are dining out more, for instance, but we're all cutting back on big ticket items like appliances. You roll that in with the day-to-day hubbub, like rising credit card debt and delinquencies, yet airlines have record-breaking bookings. There is a certain cognitive dissonance. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab is on the mixed economic messages desk for us today.
If you find the moody ups and downs of all these incremental economic data points confusing, well, you're not alone. Joanne Hsu directs the survey of consumers at the University of Michigan.
I think everyone finds it confusing.
See, we're all in this together, which I guess is both comforting and scary. And that kind of describes people's sense of the economy. Some are worried about the job market, but not necessarily their own job. And plenty are concerned about inflation. So they might put off buying, say, a new stove. But ooh, look, sushi.
People's attitudes have not always completely squared with what their spending patterns look like. All of these data points are different slices of the consumer experience.
Between the pandemic and its economic ripple effects, the consumer experience has been a wild ride. And Jessica Ramirez, a retail analyst at Jane Holly & Associates, says people are reacting to that.
You know, if you can enjoy a night with a friend or if you can enjoy a moment out, it seems to be the priority.
Ramirez says many people are still making up for lost time. There's pent-up demand for services, dinners out, baseball games, vacations. Meanwhile, demand for goods is lower because people overbought while stuck at home.
You can only buy so many electronics and one of each for your kitchen.
Sales of big ticket items are what economists usually watch as a barometer for what consumers feel they can afford. But economist Mark Zandi at Moody's Analytics argues that maybe we need to, at least temporarily, reconsider our normal barometers of the economy.
You know, it never has gotten quite back to normal. Because maybe normal's different, right?
And in that way, the mixed messages coming in maybe make sense.
You add it all up and it's a consumer that's, you know, hanging in there doing their part.
Doing their part, one spicy tuna roll at a time. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.